Hi, this is Duke Clark. At some point in the life of every parent, we ask ourselves, how are we going to teach our children about God? How are we going to teach them about the Bible? How are we going to help them build a positive relationship with God Almighty? As the parents of three children, I know my wife and I have certainly asked ourselves these questions. And as a result of what we did with our children, I have come up with what I hope can be of help to you. It's called Stories for Joshua. Children need to understand God's goodness, His kindness, His protection, and His provision. In short, they need to understand His love. One way to do this is to read the Bible to them. But as you know, the Bible can be a little hard at times for a young child to understand. In Stories for Joshua, I have taken a different approach. Years ago, I read about the oral traditions carried on by the people of the Bible lands in times past. Generation after generation would pass along the stories of their families by sitting down and simply talking to them. This is the model that I have used for the presentation of Stories for Joshua. Here is how we explain it in the first CD.
For generations, the stories had been handed down in the family to one child at a time, and now it was Joshua's turn. He had dreamed of this day, and now it was here. The evening meal was almost over, and Joshua tried so hard to wait patiently for his grandfather, but it was difficult. He just couldn't sit still. He wanted to say something, but he didn't. Finally, Grandfather said, "Are you ready to go, Joshua?" Joshua nodded eagerly. "Then let's go find a quiet place where we can talk." The houses of the village were flat on the top, and there was a small wall that went around the top so no one would fall off. In the evenings, the family could go up to the roof and sit together to enjoy the night air. Joshua followed his grandfather up the steps to the roof. Even though Grandfather was old now, he still walked with a strong step and was a very powerful-looking man. His face was kind and warm, and when he hugged you, you could feel his love. In the village, he was a respectable elder, and the people trusted him for his wisdom and fairness. He had lived many years and seen many things, and God was always at the center of his life. As they found a quiet corner, the gentle man said, "Joshua, when I was a young man, about your age, my grandfather told me the stories, and his grandfather before him. These are the stories of our people, and the stories of our God. We tell them to our families so we can remember what God has done for us, so that we can learn to love Him, obey Him, and worship Him. Are you ready to hear all of these things?" "Oh yes, Grandfather, I am."
Grandfather is a fictitious character living in a fictitious village we have called Beth Eden. It is located between Bethlehem and Jerusalem on the river Kidron, which flows out of Jerusalem toward the Dead Sea. This puts Grandfather near many of the biblical events that happened over the years. As a young teen, Grandfather was sitting with the shepherds in the fields outside of Bethlehem when the angels came to tell them that the Christ child had been born. Then 30 years later, when he was in his mid-40s, he heard Jesus Christ teach, saw the healings, knew of his arrest, the crucifixion, and was an eyewitness of the resurrected Christ. He was also in Jerusalem for the day of Pentecost, and later heard the Apostle Paul teach. All of this allows Grandfather to tell the stories of the Old Testament and to be an eyewitness of the events of the New Testament. By presenting the material in a storytelling fashion, we are free to use words and expressions that a child can relate to. We have covered a lot of the major stories of the Bible on CDs, from the creation through the teachings of the Apostle Paul, choosing the stories that show God's kindness, care, and love. Some stories were simply a little too difficult to explain to young minds, such as why Cain killed his brother, and so they were left out. Stories with sexual content beyond the years of young children were also not used. It is our vision that this material could be covered easily in a year's time, so that year after year a child could go through the whole Bible and learn about God and all that He has done for us. Each CD has 5 to 7 stories with a total time of 50 to 70 minutes. The stories can be listened to separately or all together. Each one has a beginning and ending that makes it complete. At the end of each CD, we have included a full vocal version of the song Look Into the Word. The presentation is a narration, not a play, so there is only one voice, that of the narrator, without sound effects. To help the children relate to Joshua, we have him playing at times with his best friend Nathan, learning about life and just having fun.
Stories for Joshua, the young man Joseph. How do you know so much about Abraham? Nathan asked Joshua as they threw rocks into the stream. My grandfather is telling me. We sit on the roof every night, and he tells me about God and all the things he has done for his people. I wish I had someone to teach me, Nathan said sadly. I'll do it. You're my friend, Nathan. I'll tell you everything grandfather tells me, okay? Nathan smiled, and then they ran across the stream and up the hill to climb a tree. Joshua thought that they might see the city of Jerusalem from there if they climbed high enough. I can see the walls of the city, cried Joshua. Me too, Nathan shouted back. They were still good friends, and there was always something fun to do in the hills. But the sun was starting to go down, and Joshua had to get back home. Let's go, Nathan. I don't want to be late. The boys climbed down the tree and ran back through the water, just for fun, reaching home just as their mothers called out for dinner.
There are also parenting situations that come up, and Joshua learns to apply God's word in his own life so he can be his best.
Where are you going?
Joshua asked his brother Asa. Hannah and I are going to the market in Bethlehem with Mom.
Well, that's not fair. I want to go. Mom, why can't I go?
Son, I took you last week, remember? I bought you those delicious grapes. I need Asa and Hannah to help me with the bundles on the way back. I just can't take you this time. The answer didn't satisfy Joshua, and he continued to plead. You went last week, Joshua. Now just be thankful that someone as young as you gets to go at all, his older brother said sternly. I didn't go until I was much older than you.
I don't care. It's not fair.
The rest of the day was not much fun as the young lad thought about all the fun his brother and sister were having at the market. He didn't even want to play when Nathan and his sister came over. He was content to make himself miserable and blame everyone for the way he felt. When the family returned, Joshua ran down to the river so he wouldn't have to talk to them. But as the sun started to go down, he knew he had to go home to eat.
Look what we got today, Joshua.
Hannah pulled out a beautiful blanket they had purchased at the market. Joshua just grunted and sat down to eat. Joshua's silence at the table made everyone feel uneasy. Joshua, his dad said in a stern voice, I know you were upset about not going to the market, but that's over with now, and you need to change your mind. You need to learn to be thankful for what you have and not get upset about the things you don't have. Do you understand?
Yes, Father,
he said in a quiet voice.
We wanted children to use their own imagination and see the pictures in their own minds. On the cover of the CD, there is a beautiful picture of the village where Joshua lives. The children can look at this picture as they listen to the story and imagine him there. With all that a child is being robbed of these days by television, videos, and the like, we wanted to present an opportunity for each child to develop his or her imagination as they listened. These stories are ideal for bedtimes, Sunday schools, homeschool lesson plans, and even while traveling in the car on long trips. When our children were young, we had a family rule that on each long trip in the car, we had to start out with nice, peaceful music. It always made the first hour of that trip very peaceful and set the tone for the rest of the day. We have also included an insert in each CD which contains notes to the parents, information specific to that CD, and some questions that you can discuss with the children afterwards, as well as scripture references. We thought this might be helpful if you were using Stories for Joshua in Sunday school or with lesson plans. In closing, let me share with you what I envision for a family with this presentation. I see one or both parents snuggled in bed with their children, listening to the stories each night before the children go to sleep. I see them sharing together all of God's wonder and all of His love. I see them talking about it and enjoying the blessing together. Then I see each child happy, peaceful, and blessed as they drift off to sleep with dreams of great adventures and wonderful times with their God. I hope you will enjoy this presentation of Stories for Joshua. God bless you.